My full name is Mohamedou Mustapha Dina Diara. I am originally from Senegal. I was born in Senegal in a small region called Kaolack. I was 19 years old when I came to the United States, and that was to start college. So for my family, I have a really big family. I have 5 siblings in total, so there are 6 of us, and I'm the second youngest one. Growing up, I mean, it's just like it's not much different from growing up here in the United States in terms of like how you interact with your brothers and sisters and all of that. So I was lucky enough that I was in an environment where good relationships was built with all my siblings. When I was 11 years old, I kind of moved away and started school at a military boarding school in Senegal. At a relatively young age, I left like the family cocoon, if you can call it that way, to go pursue studies somewhere else. The story of how I eventually got to the U.S. started when I was 15 years old. So I had the opportunity to be selected as one of the students out of 6 from the whole country of Senegal to come to the United States back in 2008 for like an exchange student program. I came to the U.S., stayed in Michigan with a host family, and just went to school like a regular American, pretty much, and did my 10th grade. That was for my 10th grade year. And that was my first time coming to the United States. And, well, of course, there were definitely some struggles there because Senegal is a French-speaking country. And although we do learn English at school, it's not something that necessarily prepares you for living in an English-speaking country. Senegal is a mostly Muslim country, so 95% of the population is Muslim, so that kind of has an effect on pretty much like the day-to-day lives of people. So I think in that regards, it's somewhat different. 3 years later, I came back to start university, so I went to Michigan State University. I think for me, at least, it wasn't really a struggle for me to make friends. I feel like people were so open to, oh, hey, where's this new guy from? Like, trying to just learn about me kind of like made it a lot easier for me to get to know people. So I joined the soccer team at the school. I also did cross-country skiing, which was my first time ever seeing snow and everything. So I was like, you know, what's the best way for me to make the most out of my experience for the first time seeing snow? How about I join the cross-country ski team? So I did that, and then also did track. During those times, just doing that, being involved in some kind of like sport allowed me to meet a lot of people and make friends. I watched TV a lot when I was a kid, probably a lot more than my parents would have wanted me to, but that was like the main thing I did. As I grew older, so I would get for Christmas a bike. I think the first time I got a bike, I was 11 years old, actually. And yeah, my dad got me a bike, and then after that, every time when I'm not at school or when I come back and I'm not watching TV, I just go out and just ride my bike around the neighborhood and just do that for fun. And one other thing I like to do is we play soccer. So Senegal is a country where soccer is the main sport, and that's pretty much all I did. So you just go out and always find some people to play, like neighborhood kids to play soccer with, and I did that as much as I could. Here in Pittsburgh, I've had the chance to play for the local mixed club frisbee over this past summer, and that's like something I like to do. So I'm a very active person in terms of like sports. I mean, as much as I like to stay indoors and watch TV, I also every now and then get the urge to just like go out and run around, and I feel like ultimate frisbee is something that I very much enjoy doing, and in my spare time, that's usually what I do. If you don't find me at home sitting, either reading a book or watching TV, then I'm probably out playing Ultimate Frisbee. Now, I've had a great experience here in the United States so far. I'm still a Senegalese citizen. Eventually, I see myself moving back home. I also have a sense of responsibility when it comes to my country because I would like to contribute to what is going to be like the development of Senegal. Or if the opportunity presents itself and I feel like it's something that is going to benefit me going forward, then why not work on things one step at a time until I get to cross that bridge?